This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. Today I'm speaking with Corporal Brian Jackson of the Howe County Sheriff's Office. He is part of our Back the Blue interviews. So, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what made you want to join law enforcement in the first place?
It's something when I was younger I always wanted to do. And as I started having kids, I felt that I wanted to do something to make where they're growing up safer. The ability to not only do that, but help people in the process is why I got into it.
So how long have you been an officer now?
I've been on the road for 14 years. I've been in law enforcement for 15.
You've seen quite a bit in your time, I'm going to assume.
Yes.
So what would you say has been some of the most difficult calls that you've had to go on?
Really anything to deal with kids. Having kids yourself, it changes the way you look at those calls. From anything from child custody where kids are involved to assaults or anything like that. It just anything to deal with children.
I'm going to ask, but I get the feeling that I might know the answer. On the flip side of that, what would you say is some of the most rewarding? Would it also be the ones where it has to do
with children? It would definitely be something with kids in a positive light. Anything that we can do in the community that we can interact with those kids, going to schools or sporting events or anything, and just letting kids see the positive side of what we do instead of only the negative, as it's one of my favorite, most rewarding things.
When it comes to dealing with kids, do you think there's anything that they need to know as they're growing up on ways that they can either help out law enforcement or things that they might want to know if they want to become law enforcement themselves?
As far as dealing with us, I want them to know that we're there to help them. In any situation we go to with kids involved, that we're not there. You know, we deal with a lot of kids being afraid of us because of what we wear and what we're doing, but we're there to help them. And those kids that want to grow up to be in law enforcement, just study, learn as much as you can. It's a difficult career, but it's rewarding and at the same time.
Nobody wants to get pulled over. But sometimes we're speeding, lead foot happens. Is there any advice you could give to people, say if you do get pulled over or perhaps you have an emergency? What kind of information helps you the most whenever it comes to a situation?
When it comes to a situation like that, the one thing I'll say is we're going to show you as much respect as we possibly can. We just want the same thing. If we walk up there and we're getting yelled at already, it makes the situation more difficult. Whereas if we come up there and we can actually have a conversation with somebody and they're willing to communicate, it makes things much easier. If you're having an emergency, instead of yelling at us about why we're stopping you, try to communicate that without yelling. Just let the officer know when you walk up there, this is what I have going on, and we can go from there.
And considering your experience on the job, is there any advice that you would give to those that would see a situation, might be trying to, rubberneck, turn and look and see situations going on? Is there a certain distance they need to stay away from any kind of situation, or what advice would you give there?
So the first thing I'm going to say is don't do that. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on the road. Try to stay a lane over. I know it's not always, you don't have that ability, but give us as much room as you possibly can. Don't create another hazard by moving over too far, but if you have the ability to move over and give us space, we would appreciate that.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add as we go to wrap up?
Our biggest thing that we're trying to do at the Sheriff's Office now is be very community oriented, and I would invite anyone in the community that has questions or want to see what we're doing to come and talk to us. We live in a very, very supportive area. The amount of support we get is amazing, and I appreciate that. But if anybody has questions about anything, we're willing to answer them. You just need to come and ask us.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to speak with us. It has been great to get to learn a little bit more about what you do for the community.
Thank you.
This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7.